anything, just bow down without any kabbalah at all, that's not called an avodah zara.
Rashi says, "Elo lechvayd hamelach hashtach v'loy loy klumu." We only bow down to give respect to the king. There's nothing wrong with that. Elo, rather, the case here is elav meyavul meyira,
that he bowed down over here because of av and yira. He was like afraid of the god, or was afraid of his friend. That's why he bowed down. But he knew he was bowing down to an avodah zara, and he did it. Where else machmas av and machmas yira?
Rashi says, "Elo lav she'avad avodas kechavim meyavul meyiras adam." That was his mistake. He thought that you're allowed to do this. And therefore he went and did it. And still we see his chayav a korban. So it's a proof to Abaya
that this is called an avodah zara. Even though you're only doing it machmas av or machmas yira, it's called a chet of avodah zara. And therefore he has to bring a korban if he does it b'shoigeg. B'shoigeg means that he thought you're allowed to do it.
For Rava says no. For Rav Amalach, Loi, that's not the case over here. The case is bi'oimeh mutter. In the case of oimeh mutter, where the person says and thinks that you're allowed to do it.
He thought that bowing down to this statue, I'm allowed to do it. It's a statue of the king, and even though some people some people accepted him to be the god, but he thought he's allowed to do it. He's doing a machmas yira, he thought he's allowed to do it. So oimeh mutter is different.
For the Gemara, oimeh mutter, the person says unto himself he's allowed to do it, Hainu Helam Dover. In other words, here we're talking about that he bowed down and he accepted him to be the god. But he thought he's allowed to do it now, Machmas Yira, or he's under pressure, he thought he's allowed to do it. So here's the question, but if that's the case, the Aimah Mutter, Hainu Helam Dover.
So that's cool, he made a mistake in Halacha. You want to tell me a case of Shidgas Maisa, he made a mistake in an action, but without forgetting any Halachas. There was no Shaila in Halachas. If the person says, Oime Mutter, that's a Shailen, Helam Dover. He forgot the Halacha. How could you come and say you're allowed to do this? The Halacha is you're not allowed to do it.
Zomar says, no, there's a difference. B'yoime Mutter Lagamri. Hatayoime Mutter is when a person says the whole thing is Mutter completely. Helam Dover means Kiyam Mixas or Bitl Mixas. Helam Dover means that you agree that there is Nisra Avodah Zarah, like Rashi says, Kugain, Shiesh Avodah Kechavim Batarah, you agree, Shle Lizbayach, Vishle Liktor, Avala Meshtachim Mutter,
that you think like this, I realize you're not allowed to shecht an animal for Avodah Zarah. I realize you can't burn Keteris L'Shem Avodah Zarah. But I think the Meshtach Avodah, that Allah I didn't know, that Allah I thought is Mutter. That's called Helam Dover. That's not what we're talking about over here. Here, Oime Mutter, the case is, when a person thought, the whole thing is Mutter. Oime Mutter means 100% the case is Mutter. So that's this new Chiddush, that's called Shigas Maisa.
So Rashi says, Oime Mutter, the Oime Mutter, the Kamina, Hainu, the Ka'oka, Leila Gamri, that he thought there's no Avodah Zarah at all. Or else it's such a case. Because of Yiras Adam, he thought then you're allowed to accept upon yourself this idol to be the god, and you're allowed to, that's what he thought.
He thought Machmas Yiras Mutter. So that's called Shigas Maisa.
But again, there's no proof to Abaye though. There's no proof to Machmas Av of the Yira. He really chayiv. Tani the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Zakoyi Kaimed Rabbi Yochanan. Zivuch v'kitter v'nitzach. Somebody takes an animal, he shechts it in front of the Avodah Zarah, kitter, he burns the keteris there, v'nitzach, he pours water, he pours blood there, v'ishtachavah, and he bows down.
He does all these chatoim to any Avodah Zarah. Our Mishnah says, these types of an Avodah Yechayiv are filish loikadarkoi, even by the Avodah Zarah of Makulis, that they only throw stones there. If you do any one of these five Avodahs, Yechayiv Misa. What's going to happen if he does all five of them to Helam Echad? He does all five of them, I won't forgetting, to Helam Echad. He doesn't remember in between, nobody told him that there's a Chet of Avodah Zarah. It's to Helam Echad. How many Chatois is he Chayiv? Is it called the Chilich Chatois of Avodah Zarah or not? In Lochris, he says, Ein Chayiv Elachas, he's only Chayiv one Chatos. Even though he did five different Avodahs, but since it's all the Helam Achas, if I have one forgetting that is the Chet of Avodah Zarah, he's only Chayiv once, that's all.
So that's what he said. Om Aloy, he told him like this, Puk Tani Labro.
take this and learn, take it outside. In other words, I don't agree with you. Tana Lebro means take your learning and like throw it out the window. Don't learn it. I hold no that Yechayev on each one of the Nechayev Echatis. Oh, Malay Rababa. Ho di Yom Rab Zakai Machloikes Reb Yesi Reb Nosin. Yishnosa Machloikes Reb Yesi Reb Nosin. The Tani will learn like this. Havora. The Pasuk says special by Shabbos ki seitei eish, that you don't want to burn a fire on Shabbos. Why does it say separately for? So Lulav Yotzes come Divrei Reb Yosi. Come to teach us that if you make a fire on Shabbos, you only over a lav. It's not a chayiv skila, it's not a chayiv misa. You only over a lav. That's Reb Yosi Shita. The reason why there is a special leSevaro Eish b'chol Meshva Seichem teaches us that it's only a lav. Reb Nosson Leimenol Lechalik Yotze. Come to teach us just like Havara was part of the Lamatef Molochis, and it says specially leSevaro Eish b'chol Meshva Seichem to teach us. Just like if you burn fire, Yechayev Echatis for this alone, who are then any one of the Lamates Malachas, Yechayev Echatis for each one separately. So it's Lechalik Yotzes. So Laman Diyom Avol Olav Yotzes, Hishtach Matayinam Olav Yotzes. Only come to teach us that there's a lav if you bow down, but not that for each Avoid you do, Yechayev a separate Chatis. But Laman Diyom Avol Lechalik Yotzes, if say by Shabbos, the Torah says the word Havorah, it means Lechalik Yotzes, that Yechayev and every Malacha a separate Korban Chatis. I'll tell you here also about Avodah Zarah. Hishtachav Onami Lechalik Yotzo. When it says Hishtachav, it also means Lechalik Yotzo. Teach us that Yechayev a separate Chatis for each Avodah you do. So should we tell this Machlokes Anoyim? Someone says no. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef Dilma maybe Ad kam loy koma Rabbi Yosef Hossam. Maybe only by Shabbos. Does Rabbi Yosi say, Havor l'lav yotza, when a Torah says, Lei sevar reish b'chol mashva seichem, he's teaching us that this melacha fire, it's not from the lamates melachas, you only chayiv alav. Why? Dinafke lei chilik melachas, miyachas meina. Because there are other psukim to learn out, chilik melachas, to say that if you do five ovis on Shabbos, you chayiv five chatoyis. There's another pasuk to learn it out from. Therefore, what do we do with the extra pasuk of Lei sevar reish? They come to teach me Yoni Chayiv Alav. Now what it means to say is, but over here by Avodah Zarah, that I have no other place to learn out Chilik Chatois, even he would agree that by Avodah Zarah, Hishtachva means to teach us that for each type of Avodah you do, Yechayiv a separate Chatis. So he would agree that Avodah Zarah also Yechayiv a separate Chatis. The Tanya went like this, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, V'yosa Me'achas Mehena. What does it, if you do from one of these, it's talking about Melech HaShabbos, V'yoso Miyachas Mehena. So Rashi says, really, Hevel HaLamitzvah, the Joshua said, V'yoso Achas Mehena. It's just if you do one of these, Hinami V'yoso Mehena, Hinami V'yoso Achas, V'lishtok. Midik Siv Hochi, it says, V'yoso Meyachas, the extra mem, Meyachas Mehena, Shemamina Lemidrash, it's for Drosha Kol Chad L'Chad L'Chuda, each one separately. L'chayiv Alachas, T'chayiv on one, V'yal Meyachas, it's another Chiyiv, Kloimar. Miktas Aveira, even if you only do half of the Aveira, sometimes Yechayiv on Shabbos. Al Heino, V'yal Mehena. The word Hena is one drosha, and the extra mem is the second drosha. So the first word, Basunsi, that Hena goes on the Ovis, and Nehena is the Toldos. Or the Medrashinu Nami, Ki Adodi, Hochi Midimisam Chil Adodi. We make drosha the one from the other. So it's like this. It's Hanya Yesi Yomer. V'yoso Ne'achas Mehena. That's what the Pasuk says. So, Pomim Shechayiv Achas Akulim. Sometimes, even though you do a lot of different chatoyim, you only chayiv one chatis, if it was behelam echad. Plumim, sometimes, shechayiv akol achas viachas. You chayiv each chet that you do. From Reb Yonasan, my time with Reb Yosi, what's the reason Reb Yosi, how do I know, chilik melachas, that sometimes you chayiv different chatoyis for the different averis? The chsev, it says, v'ochas meyachas, meheina. That means, achas meyachas. One out of the ones, if each one you're doing, you chayiv a separate chatas. Heino, neheino. What does that mean to say? Achas, the one chet, she heino, which is this one. Fi heino, she achas. So, for each chet you do, you chayiv a separate one. Rosh is achas, she heino, klema. Podim shu chayiv al mitzvah achas, chatas harbi. Sometimes you chayiv a few chatois. Fi heino, she achas, podim shen chayiv al achas. And sometimes you only chayiv one, al mitzvahs harbei. Pochi mashma, me'achas,
Me'achas mechayev heina. Me'heina mechayev achas. Kidasiv. It will soon see. Mem yisayv. The mem is extra. Vashtu meforish lo. Achas she'osa aveira shleima. If you did a complete aveira. She'niskavi lichtav shimon. You had in mind to write down now the word shimon. V'kos v'kula. You write the whole word. Me'achas. So that's chit yichayev. Now al miktsosay nami mechayiv, kon shezkavin lichtov shimon, hula lichtov elishtayos yos. You also chayiv. Lochi nokat shimon mishum deshtayos yos rishoyno, hevi lo shein v'mokamacher. See that the chidushim and Shabbos we have this, that yechayiv sometimes two melachas. So let's say, the Gemara says this. Ach, yeah. What does that mean? Shimon, if you write the word Shimon Yechayiv, Meyachas means even part of Shimon, that means Shem Yishimon. If you only write the first two words here, Shem, Mey Shimon, for that Yechayiv. Heina the others, Yechayiv for the others. Meyheina told us, they're told us by Shabbos. Achas Yeheina means Zodin Shabbos. If you have a Zodin, you forgot about those Shabbos, you only Yechayiv one Chattis. The Shivgas Melocha. Heina Shiyachas, Shivgas Shabbos. The Zodim Lachas, depends again what you forgot. If you forgot that today is Shabbos altogether, then you only chayiv one chattis. If you know today is Shabbos, as you forgot, this is also, then you chayiv on each chet a separate chattis. So, the kitzur, by Shabbos, we have a special pasuk for chilik melachos. Avol hocho, but by avoy de zoro, to loy nafik lay chilik melachos miduch tachriti, there's no other place to learn out that for each avoy de speech, you chayiv a separate chattis. The Kula Yam, everybody would agree over here. Hishtachav alachalik yotza. That since it says the word Hishtachav separately, it means to teach us that Yechayiv each avoided separately. If a person the same day with the same Helam Dover was a Zaveyach, was a Maktir, was a Naseyach, and he was a Hishtachavoy, he did all five Averis that avoided Zoro, he'll be Yechayiv five Chatois. See, everybody would agree that you use the extra word for Lachalik yotzas. Even though Rabbi Yossi says by Havoro is the Lav Yotzes, that's only because by Shabbos there's other psukim Heina and Achas to teach us Chilik Melachos. But by Avodah Zorah we have no other place. Pshita would also agree Lechalik that by Avodah Zorah Yechayif each Avodah a separate Chattis. That's what we said before. Yoni Chayif one Chattis. He said, "Took, take it out." Yeah. The Alamar says, Chilik Melachas the Avodas Tichovim Nami, Tevigle Miyachas Mehena. So why do you say there's no other place? Why can I not from the Pasuk of Osam Miyachas Mehena? That Achas Zavicha and Meyachas means Simenecha. Maybe it says here also, by the Chet of Avodah Zarah. So it also means Zavicha, Achas means the whole Avodah. You worship, you mean you make a whole Shechita, the Shem Avodah Zarah. Then when it says Meyachas means the Miksas of that is Simenecha. Maybe if you only shecht one simon, the Shem Avodah Zarah, for that you should be chayiv. Hey, now the obvious. The one of the obvious of Avodah Zarah, zivuach, that shechting kitter, burning the ktoros, nisach, either the yain or the dam, the ishtachavoya. Mehena, toldois. What toldois? Shava makel lefanea, you break a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, for that also you chayiv. If that would be the derech to be oivid. Akashi heino, the minzodon avodas kechavim, v'shigas avodah. In such a case, you'll be chayiv on each avodah a separate chattas. Heino shiachas, min shigas avodas kechavim, v'zodon avodas. Where you forgot the chlal, there's a chet of avodah zorah, and then even though you did a lot of different avodas, you'd only be chayiv one chattas. So, here also, let's learn achilik from these psukim. So, where it says, hai shigas avodas kechavim, hechidomi. Now, what's when the to us is, where's there a case of shigas avodas kechavim? You forgot about the avodah zorah. If you thought it's a basic kinesis v'shtachlo, you bow down inside it. Again, are we libel l'shemayim? You're not doing a chet at all. Libel l'shemayim. You think you're inside a shul. Ela dechozi andatra v'sogidle. You saw a statue here and you bow down to it. So again, either kibble, if you accept him to be your god, mezidu. That's nemes of avodah zorah. It's not a shogeg. There's no chayav chattis here. If you're not bowing down to him, Hashem avodah zorah, you're not makabel him. That's not a chet at all. Ela again, what must be the case? Miyavu miyira. So mashma is called a chet. Yichayev achatis. So again, hon yichal abay. According to the says miyavu miyira. If you do it b'mezid, yichayev misa b'shege yichayev achatis. The yom achayev. Ela rov the yom apotter. Michael meimo. Rov is the one that said if you worship avodah zorah, miyavu miyira, you potter. So why here yichayev achatis?
Ela rather b'yema mutter, like we said before, b'yema mutter, that here it's not talking about a case of miyavim. Here, the nafkamina is b'yema mutter, that he did a real avoy, he was a kabul, he was makabul for an avoy d'zara, but he thought that was mutter, he thought you're allowed to do it. That's what we're talking about here. All right, we'll stop here. He holding up Samach Beis Amrala from the bottom. Lord says, the tifshoit, if so, we should be poshut, the boy mine Rav and Rav Nachman. That Rav asked the question from Rav Nachman. Helam zev zev biyodoy mau. What's going to be by the chet of Avoy de Zoro? He forgot both. Helam zev zev. He forgot that there's such a thing as an Avoy de Zoro. And the action is, it was also b'shoigig. He had a shoigig on both. That's called Helam zev zev. The Rashi says, I really asked the question in Sechta Shabbos. What's going to be forgot on Lav Dafka and Avoy de Zoro? The other question was on Shabbos. The person forgot about the whole inyan of Shabbos, and he also forgot Pshit about the Lama Tes Malachis. So how many Chatzoyes is he Chayiv? So, the Eina Chayiv, so Mar says, Tifshu, we should be patient for our Gemara here. The Eina Chayiv El Achat is only Chayiv 1. Because you want to say here, about Avoy de Zoro, we're talking about B'yoy Memutar, that the person said and thought that there's no chet of Avoy de Zoro. So Mar says, okay, hold on, Kash, that's not a big question. The Tifshoit, and should be patient. And it occurs to a person says, I'm a mutter. That means he thinks the whole thing is mutter. It's mutter to be Eved Avoy de Zoro, or it's mutter to be Mechalel Shabbos, and he does all the Lama Tes Melochas, he'll only be chayiv one chattis. Because it's mainly one shogig, he forgot the chlal, he's saying mutter, that there's no Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Umi matzis muk mezlahani kroi, be Avoy de Zkechovim, could you put these sukkim about Achas and Mehena? Again, the question is, that first, Rabbi Yossi. First was Rabbi Zakkai that learned Tana Rabbi Zakkai in front of Rabbi Yochanan that if you're Zaveyach, Vekitta, Venisach, Vishtachva, Behela Machat, Yoni Chayavachat. His sheet was if you do four or five Avoides, so the Avoides Zorah, four or five different, still Yoni Chayav one Chatis. Rabbi Yochanan argued back and said, no, there's a Chilik, that you Chayav each one separately. So the question was, how do we know that there's chiluk, that for each avoid you have a separate chattis? So we learn it out from the word hishtachavoyo, like we'll soon see later. But now the Gemara is the question, what do we learn out from the pasuk of meyachas and mehena, the same way we learn out by Shabbos, that if you do five ovis malachos on Shabbos, you have five different chattis. So say the same pasuk of achas and mehena, that's talking about chattis, maybe it's talking about avoid azar also. So Gemara says, no, that you can't say. Here the psukim by the korban chatas says clearly there's a difference. Whether you're a koyim mashiach, you have to bring a special par. If you're a nosi, the melech, he has to bring a soyer. Over yochet kisva, if a regular person does any chet b'shoigei, he only brings a kisva. Or siri, he brings both the kisva or a sira. Now the ilu be'avodas kechovim, but by the chet of Avoy de Zoro, Tanan, we learned before, b'shoven, everybody agrees, shebesiro, ki yochit, that whether you're a kohen gadol, or whether you're a melech, and you do the chet b'shoigig of Avoy de Zoro, you have to bring only a siro, a young sawyer, like a yochit. So these tzukim here, of Achas and Heno, cannot be talking about the chet of Avoy de Zoro. Because here in these tzukim it says there's a difference between the korban of a kohen gadol and a yochid. And before we said by the chet of Avoy de Zoro, they all have the same korban. That's another pshat b'sulamidi. There's nothing to talk about that these sukkim of Achas and Heno are not talking about the chet of Avoy de Zoro. Therefore, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan before said that to a puk Tony Brook, he said if you were Zakkai, learn Yonit 1, he told throw it out, you're wrong, is not because of Achas and Heno, but rather we'll soon see from the word of Hishtachavoya, it says an extra time. Nothing more says, Ki Yossi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. When Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, Mamre said like,